Mornings on SEN. Welcome back to Mornings. Sam Edmund with you here on SEN up until midday. And I've been looking forward to our next guest because, as we know, the pandemic, well, it ruined everything for a couple of years, let's be honest, especially when it comes to this event. It certainly squeezed the brakes on that. Cadel Evans is our only winner of the Tour de France amongst a list of high achievements. But one of them now in retirement is having a race named in his honour. And after a hiatus due to the pandemic, the Cadel Evans Great Ocean Road Race is back this coming January. And Cadel joins us on the line. Great to have you on, Cadel. Welcome.
Oh, g'day, Sam. Good to be here. Good to be talking about a race and sporting events that are happening again.
Isn't it? What? It's great to have everything coming back online, and particularly your event, which is, we'll get to the elites, but it's much more than that, isn't it? From January 27 to January 29, early next year, Cadel, the People's Race is a big part of the weekend. There's rides for the kids. It's a great weekend for the whole family, and it's back.
Yep, absolutely. We cater to the world's best male and female riders in the World Tour, which is the top ranking of races anywhere in the world. But some important part for me in connection to the community and riding my bike myself is, of course, our TAC People's Ride. And we even have a family ride just for little kids on balance bikes and with training wheels. So absolutely everyone can participate in the weekend, no matter what their level is.
Yeah, and that People's Ride is all about people of all ages, isn't it, Cadel? All abilities too, and just enjoying some time on the bike together in what, well, must be said, you know it. It's your backyard, some of the most scenic and picturesque parts of the state.
Yep, absolutely. Riding past Bell's Beach, and if you choose to do the big loop, we have between 30 kilometres for those who are just starting into the sport of cycling, and I think I'm always obligated to do the longer 125 kilometre loop, but that's fine. It's also the most scenic, but we expect 3,000 or more participants in the various distances.
I like the fact you tell us about Bell's Beach and the scenic parts of the course and not Shalamba at the end. That's deliberate, isn't it?
Well, everyone says Shalamba, how anyone, even people who live in the area, they don't ride there because it really is so, it's short, but it's very steep. But I think the biggest thing is, well, everyone says they hate it, but they love it. Please leave it in the ride. But it's also to ride that on the Saturday morning and then see the elite women from the World Tour race on it in the afternoon, or the elite men from the World Tour race it the day after, just also gives you an idea after you've tasted it for yourself, to really give an idea of how fit the top world riders in the world are.
There's obviously some excitement to have it back, Cadel, but it is a ride, a weekend, an event named in your honour. Is there some relief as well that it's back when there was just so much uncertainty for so long?
Oh, absolutely. For me, it's been, obviously, I raced and as a racing for the Tour de France, the World Championships and all these races around the world, I had a focus on concentration. But then when I step away from the racing, I had the opportunity, and my last race as a professional was the first edition of the Great Ocean Road Race. But that, for me, has been a fantastic way to stay involved with the sport. And, well, I suppose in some way it's my legacy, if I can use that word. For me, it's really my way to give back to the sport that gave me so much, and to have the hiatus. I always had this promise with myself that I'm doing everything right if I'm still lining up for the People's Ride when I'm 80 years old, and I want to continue, so I'm happy I can get back and keep going towards that goal.
And I guess the World Championship showed recently that, you know, people and all the elites, the professionals, will come back. I mean, I know Tour Down Under will proceed the Cadel Evans Great Ocean Road Race again, but as far as the World Tour goes, the appetite is still there to travel all corners of the globe, even out to little old us in Australia.
Absolutely. Now, we've just had the Road Cycling World Championships in Wollongong, and from juniors under 23 and elite, it was a great successful event. And I'd like to think it's the world of international cycling being able to come back to Australia. And for us as cycling fans in Australia, it's the start of what's going to be a great summer. Like you said, we have the Tour Down Under in January. From there, the riders come here to Geelong and Melbourne to train for and participate in the Great Ocean Road Race. And that's what I hope also for the elite riders is that, of course, a lot of them like to come down because it is Australia, but it also, as I did in my professional career, to be down here in the Southern Hemisphere summer, get ready for a good season and get some good racing and some points to go back to the Northern Hemisphere and be a step ahead of your competitors.
And as far as the People's Ride goes, which again, and I'll give people the website to register shortly, Cadell, but they get to ride with you. Now, I reckon after a couple of years of this event not happening, you might get the bit between the teeth here and just get a little bit competitive on this loop. But you got a warning for the punters who might try to take you on come January?
Oh, no, it's definitely a People's Ride. And I have to say, well, I'm still competitive with myself. I ride more in company now to be in company. And I have to say, like, for everyone had a different experiences through the pandemic. But one thing I really realised when it was taken away from me was just riding in company, going and meeting up with a group, whether it's a group of friends or a group of strangers, was something I really realised that I really did enjoy more than I realised until it was taken away from me.
And just as mainly an observer now, I mean, what do you make of the modern day, I'll call them Grand Tour contenders when you look at Wout van Aert, but the way that the elite cyclist has changed their physiology, we're seeing a lot of cyclocross guys coming in, you know, Mathieu van der Poel and Wout van Aert and these guys who can seemingly, Cadell, do everything.
There's certainly been changes in the ability. I suppose the riders we're sort of going through back to a phase. In the 90s, we went to specialisation. Miguel Indurain was one of the first riders to specialise just on the Tour de France. And then it became very focused. You rode either the classics or the Grand Tours. And the Team Sky and Ineos did that as well. And then we've had a couple of really young, phenomenal talents come through the sport. Matteo van der Poel, who is lining up for the Gravel World Championships this weekend, I believe, this Saturday in Italy, past cyclocross world champion, but also a classics winner, yellow jersey holder. And then also a lot of the younger riders are coming to a level where they can win Grand Tours at age 21, 22, 23. So that's really changed the mentality and the mindset of thinking for Tour de France contenders, the way the teams are selected, the way the managers look at riders and signing the talents and the age of the riders. If you're 35 now and you want a contract extension, you've got to be doing particularly good results to do it to get it. Put it that way.
And where do you think the likes of? I mean, I know Tadej Pogacar couldn't quite get over the line at the Tour de France, and there might have been tactical reasons for that in the end. But in terms of his ability and his age and how much more he can achieve, he was so young when he won for the first time. Do you think he could go down where crystal balling here as one of the greats, certainly in the conversation?
He's certainly like the youngest, I think, ever winner of the Tour de France. And we're talking more than 100 years of the Tour de France history here. So that's in itself already incredible. And then to go and win a second one again, I think after being beaten, he was second. That's nothing to be ashamed of the Tour de France this year. He'll probably go back, reassess, his team will rebuild, and they'll come back stronger and hungrier to go against Lotto Jumbo, who've moved into the number one team or the team to beat at the Tour de France currently. I think with his what often happens with these young talents, and this, I look back at history rather than where the Pog Tadic is going to where he's going to go in the future, but often the ones that peak early, they also finish early. It's just like it's logical, but it just happens time and time again. But as an older rider, you look at them and you think, well, if he can do that now, what's he going to be able to do in 10 years? But it just seems time and time again for whatever reasons, whether it's outside influences or lack of motivation or exhaustion, the riders who peak early finish early. But I see there's been for a couple of years just that shift in our sport where it's shifting towards other sports, maybe like swimming or gymnastics, where people go in at a very young age, they have a short but very focused, concentrated career, and then they retire earlier and then sort of get on with their life outside of elite sport.
Now, I don't want to embarrass you here, but in terms of you maintaining fitness, I just wanted to ask, historically it was always known that you held the VO2 max all-time record at the Australian Institute of Sport. Do you know, Cadell, if that record still stands?
I think it might have been broken, actually, what I heard. I'm not one to go for records, and that was when I was a mountain biker, actually. So I was a bit lighter, which in the lab was a bit more favourable on that count at least. But I think it might have been beaten. I'm not sure by who, and not sure by how much.
But, yeah, right.
I held it for a while. It was good for chit chat with the physiologist at the AIS. But when you're out on the road, it's your results that count.
Yeah. Now I know you've been down at back at your other home down at Barwon Heads over the last little bit since you've been here. And the World Championship is on in Wollongong, which were your priority, of course. But while you're up there, your team, I can call them your team, Geelong, won the premiership, Cadell. Do you keep in touch with any of those players there, Joel Selwood and the like?
I certainly do. Of course, I was up in Wollongong on the day, but it's been everyone down here, of course, is over the moon about it. And funny that, like, the whole result, how it happened with Joel and announcing his retirement thereafter. The last time I saw him was actually, I was in the supermarket, which, fortunately, when you live in Bowen Heads, that's the sort of people you come across in your local supermarket. And but I didn't know if it was inappropriate or to ask how many more seasons is he going to do. It was a few months ago, but to see that timing will go. But I have to say, I haven't seen him since he's announced his retirement. But I think he's really timed it just perfectly. Obviously, the results, the grand final win, they're expecting his first child, I understand, next February. And it's just, I think he's timed his decision really well. And I have to say, having been through that process myself, you know, if you work hard in your sporting career, retirement's highly underrated.
I was just going to ask, you're familiar with that question. How many more seasons, Cadell? How many more seasons?
Oh, maybe one more, maybe one more. And then, you don't have a contract. I guess I'm stopping. Yeah. My decision came from outside, but it was actually the right decision. And sometimes I think in sport, you need someone to tell you this, actually, because one thing you've become very good at as an experienced athlete, I speak more as a cyclist in this manner, you get used to ignoring people who tell you you can't do it. When it comes to telling you to retire, maybe that's one time as an experienced, not so young athlete is the time to listen and take someone else's advice.
Yeah, well, he bowed out, obviously, with the premiership, a beautiful ending for him, as you say. And then you were close to doing that as well at 34, the oldest winner of the tour in 88 years, as it were, and a magnificent crowning achievement for you. But you are here today with us, Cadell, because the Cadell Evans Great Ocean Road Race is back. So it's Friday, January 27 to Sunday, January 29. And the TAC People's Ride will be held on the Saturday morning of the event weekend. That's a chance for all riders 16 years and older, from beginners right through to your more experienced cyclists. To register for that, you need to go to www.cadellevansgreatoceanroadrace.com.au. And I think there's some early bird pricing available at the moment, so you need to get in quick. Cadell, great to have you on once again, mate. I hope you enjoyed your stay in Australia. Safe travels back to Europe, and we'll see you back here over summer.
Thank you very much. It's been awesome. And let's hope we can get Joel Selwood on for the ride as well on the 28th of January.
Oh, there you go.
I'm hoping so.
Good call. Great to talk, Cadell. Safe travels again. Cadell Evans there. Only winner of the Tour de France. He is an Australian sporting legend, no doubt about it.